Hello everyone, this is day 31 of May Days and it's Sunday. I've enjoyed this doing this this month's challenge. I've also done marching on an ABC. I don't know what's happening about audio mo, because usually we hear that it's going to take place, and I think sometimes it's in June and sometimes it's in July. There is an audio mo account which I used to follow, but I unfollowed it because I was trying to get rid of a lot of clutter. So I tried to search for it, but you can't really search for people as such. It doesn't bring up their profiles, it just brings up posts that they've made. And unfortunately, it just all I could find was people's audio mos by individuals from last year. So I don't know if it's taking place or what. I've had a very lazy day today, and I feel a bit out of sorts. I'm not really sure why. I feel in a bit of a grumpy mood, to be honest. Connor's been at work and he's home now. Ronan's in the bath. Obi's in bed with a hangover. I mean, he has been up, but he went back to bed because he's no use to man nor beast, to be honest. And he hasn't exactly had a lot of sympathy from me, although I did give him some peppermint tea, make him some peppermint tea. I used to drink quite a lot when I was younger. Well, before I was married the first time, before I had kids. But I only ever had one hangover. He said he's never felt this bad after drink. I don't know what he drank. I didn't even ask. I don't even care. But I know I had a hangover once and I felt like I wanted to die. It's the only hangover I ever had. I wouldn't want it again. And I don't drink at all now anyway. But so it's been a bit of a weird day. I had a bad night and then he got stranded where he went. Oh, it was a long story. I didn't even listen to all of it. He got stranded somewhere because one of his friends said he was going to give him a lift home, and then he called him a taxi, and oh, I don't know. He ended up having to get the bus back, and then he had to walk. He was going to get a taxi from St Marycrest Station, but the cab firm, they were shut. And I thought they used to be open all night. You probably can book taxis, but I thought their office was always open. Because I've, you know, in the years past, I've come back hellishly late at times and it's been open. But anyway, they've got two offices, so maybe their other one is open all night. This one obviously wasn't manned, so maybe it's just Sundays, I'm not sure. Although Saturday night would obviously be one of their busiest nights. So he had to walk all the way home from there, which wasn't good. Anyway, I said to him, he said, oh, I feel terrible. And I said, well, you know what? I said, I feel terrible lots of days. And, you know, and guess what? I didn't bring it on myself. So he didn't really get much sympathy. That's been the day, really. I've had some of my curry from yesterday because I didn't eat much of it last night. That's been really nice. The animals have been a bit irritating. Pinky just made me knock my cup of tea over, which didn't go down too well. I feel a bit kind of on edge. Everything makes me jump, and I was loading the dishwasher up and I dropped a cup. It slid out my hand and I dropped something else on the floor, and I'm a bit jumpy, I don't know why. And I did another audio boo when I was clearing up the kitchen. I was going to use that for my May Days, but I ended up deleting it because all I did was complain, and it was just too much. Pinky's playing in a cardboard box. Pink! She likes playing in boxes. Lots of cats do. So do kids. Little kids, I mean, like toddlers. Yeah, it's not been a very nice day weather-wise. It's rained quite a lot. It's breezy. It's not really cold. It's just miserable. And but they're predicting temperatures of 28 degrees by next weekend, so we'll see if summer really is just around the corner. It would have been my granddad on my mum's side. Would have been his birthday today. He would have been, oh wow, he would have been 114 had he been alive. But he's dead, been dead a long time. 30 years. Can't believe it's that long, really. He was a nice man. I never saw him get angry. I used to get a bit exasperated with my sister because I think she had ADHD, to be honest. She was a real tomboy and she could never sit still. She was always like jumping all over the furniture, and this was when she was like 6 or 7, not when she was older. And he had a bit of a speech impediment because he was a bit hard of hearing, and he used to say, "Can't you keep still, you bloody fidget ass? Or you bleating fidget ass? Bucker, you little bucker." He was a very kind man. He loved animals. When I knew him, you know, obviously we lived there till I was 2. And I always remember his cat. They had a very old cat. She had to be put to sleep when she was 21. Her name was Lucy Lockett. And he loved Lucy Lockett. And then the other ones I remember were Kitty. I remember some of the others. They had Titus and Fifi, but I was only very young when they died. Fifi was tortoiseshell and Titus was white. And they had another one called Ginger, and I used to call him Dindles. That's the first cat I ever remember when I was, really tiny. Because I can remember this. I think it's probably one of my earliest memories. I was in a pram with reins on in the house, and my parents had left me in there. Now, they were only in the next room or whatever. And when they came back, I was dangling upside down out of the pram, because I remember what happened. I actually remember looking down and seeing the cat go past, and I wanted to just reach out and stroke him. What? Sorry, that's too... These animals are really a bit irritating today. They want to go out, I think. Hold on, I've got a plum stone in my hand. I'm just going to put this in the food waste bin. Yeah, so... and then the other cats, I remember... One of our cats had kittens, and we rehomed one of them to my grandparents. Her name was Poppet. They called her Poppet. I think we called her something else, but... can't remember now. She was long-haired and she was so pretty. She was white with black and ginger spots on her, and she had a really big fluffy black tail. But she disappeared. I don't know whether she got run over. She just disappeared. I think she probably got run over or stolen or something. And then the ones I remember when me and my sister used to stay at my grandparents' house were Kitty. She was a big fat tabby and white cat, and Pickwick, and he was a huge black and white one, and he was the son of one of our cats as well, our cat Daisy. And my granddad, I always remember waking up in the morning, "Come on, you dogs, sit, go on, good boy, come." Waking up in the morning, and my granddad was a chef. He had two restaurants. But when I knew him, I think he probably retired then, I can't remember. But anyway, he was used to getting up really early. So we'd wake up, because the bedroom we stayed in was like above, it wasn't above the kitchen, but it opened into the backyard. And he used to be calling the cats. And because he had a speech impediment, he couldn't say Kitty properly. "Itty! Itty! Come on, Itty!" It's quite funny. Sit. Wait. Go on, then. And he had... They used to have Cocker Spaniels. Now, I don't remember them. They had one of them still when I was little. Two Cocker Spaniels, Susan and Sally. Sit. Go on. I don't remember them at all. Where's Toof Toof? But then one of my auntie, who was his oldest daughter, they had this little dog and they couldn't keep her anymore. She was a bit like a whippet, a little black whippet. She was slightly heavier than a whippet. Her name was Tiny. And they used to look after her. My grandparents used to look after her in the day when their daughter was at work. And my cousin Joanna, who was 2 years older than me, or is 2 years older than me, but I haven't seen her for donkey's years, she used to come and when she came out of school, she used to come and pick Tiny up and take her home. And I always remember we used to say, "Where's Jojo?" My granddad used to say, "Where's Jojo? Where's Jojo?" And she used to go mad and she used to jump up on the chair and look out the window at the back, because it was one of these houses that's got like an alleyway at the back. So that's the way she used to come, the back way, in the back gate. And for some reason, I can't remember what happened now, but they ended up keeping Tiny, and she was absolutely doted on my granddad. He absolutely idolised her. I mean, she couldn't, you know, she was like Toof Toof is with me, probably even worse. And then he used to come and stay with us after my nan died. He used to come and stay with us sometimes, and he started to get dementia. That's what happened to him in the end, and it was really sad because Tiny was quite a fussy eater. She wouldn't eat this and she wouldn't eat that, and you know, she was like a small dog. She was a lot bigger than Toof Toof, but she was probably about the size of a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, but not as hefty. She had a very shiny black wavy coat, like a Labrador's coat. And she used to sit up on the furniture and he used to forget that he'd fed her, and he used to bring her food in, and my mum always goes on about this now. He said she chopped up her meat, it was raw meat, and fed it to her on my breadboard. And he took the breadboard in and put it on the sofa next to her, and she didn't want it. And he'd say, "I will butter you then." And she'd probably already been fed. And then it was really sad because when he died, you know, my uncle had her. He's dead now too. My mum's brother had her. And then she got like obsessed with him, like she used to be over my granddad. She was quite old when she died, I think. I think they had her a few years. She was a sweet little dog. It's really sad when you think back and you have all these memories, and I don't know, it's just thinking of his birthday today. Thinking like 114 years ago, there was probably a big celebration in his household. He had two sisters and a brother. I never met any of them, funnily enough. He wasn't very close with his family, and he was a teetotal because his parents were both alcoholics, apparently. And I don't think he ever had alcohol in his life. He was a good husband and a good father and a good grandfather. He had a sense of humour with us, you know. Because he had a bald head, I was fascinated with it when I was little. I remember him picking me up and me banging, going like that on the top of his head. And I used to call it his bald plate. We called him Pop. We didn't call him Grandad. He was Pop. They were Nanny and Pop. Toof Toof's doing his lap of honour. He died 7 years after my nan. But one thing I'm sad about, I suppose it doesn't matter in the great scheme of things, but we don't live near where they're buried, and I would have liked to go to their grave one day and just put some flowers, and I suspect it's all overgrown, you know, like it's no one cares. But I don't think a day ever goes by without me thinking of them. And I dream about the house often. You know, I might not have known them for that many years, but they've been dead much longer than I ever knew them, but they've just left a lasting impression on me, and it was a good one. I've got happy memories of them. He was a really good cook. You know, we used to go down there for our Sunday dinner sometimes and eat. Oh, he used to make such lovely dinners. He'd get beef brisket and he'd cook it so that it, I mean, that I used to eat meat then because I didn't give it up till I was 17, and the meat was like just so tender the way he cooked it. And he'd do lovely roast potatoes and cauliflower cheese or lamb, and his apple pies pastry was, oh, it was to die for. He was a much better cook than my nan. I mean, she did all the day-to-day cooking. Her rock cakes really were like rocks. Bless her. And she used to give us things like sugar sandwiches or apple cut up. Mind you, I think they were cooking apples. Apples cut up with sugar on them. I used to go, Nan, can we have a sugar sandwich? No wonder we got fillings. And they always had chocolate in the fridge. And that's when I developed my liking for just dried sliced bread. Pinky's making some funny noises. Where is she? She's in that box again. Sounds like she's shut in it. Pinky! She's in the box. Pink! I'm sure you can get out, Pink. She's out, I think. She sounded really funny coming from inside a box. Here she is. Have you been a bit annoying today? You knocked my tea over, didn't you? Oh, I'm sorry. That's Toof Toof. Hello, what do you want? You're all getting on my nerves a bit. I'm feeling a bit fragile today. Not physically, but just emotionally. Oh, not exactly emotionally, but I'm not feeling in the best of moods. She's back in the box again. Pink in the box. Anyway, I think I've just rambling now. So that's no good to anybody. She's in the box again. She's going in there and crying. Pinky! I've never got my other clock sorted out. The one that my parents gave me is just standing here silently on the shelf. I don't know when or if I'll ever get that sorted. Oh, come on out of the box, Pink. Right, Niall. Good boy. I can't believe it's June tomorrow. There you go, it is. It'll soon be another couple of weeks, 3 weeks, and the days will start getting shorter again. How depressing is that, folks? Anyway, on that happy note, I'm going to round off from May Days, and I'll speak to you all next time, whenever that may be.